Hi, my name is Mike Zabrocki, and welcome to my second podcast for Math 2590. Tonight I'm going to tell you what perfect shuffling of a deck of cards has to do with mathematics and modular arithmetic. This podcast is a bit more technical than the last, and to follow it properly, it is recommended that you have a deck of cards and a pen and paper. Last week I tried experimentally and found that with a deck of four cards, if I shuffled the deck four times, I got back to the original order. I also tried with a deck of six cards, and I shuffled the deck three times, and I got back to the original order. I then tried a deck of eight cards and shuffled it perfectly six times and got back to the original order. Four, three, six. Already these seem to be puzzling numbers. What sort of pattern can this be? I asked you to compute as an exercise the number of perfect shuffles needed to bring the deck with 10, 12, and 14 cards back to the original order. If you did it correctly, you should have found that 10 cards took 10 shuffles to get back to the original order, with 12 cards it took 12 shuffles to get back to the original order, and with 14 cards it took 4 shuffles to get back to the original order. Now here's a puzzle. 4, 3, 6, 10, 12, 4. What kind of pattern is that? We will have to work a long time to do this with a full deck of 52 cards. Care to figure out how many perfect shuffles it takes us to get back to the original order? Try to do a perfect shuffle with a full deck of 52 cards. Go ahead, take a deck of cards, and perfect shuffle it once. Don't worry, I'll wait while you do that. Are you done yet? No? Okay, I'll give you a little more time. Okay, I'm tired of waiting. I hope you're done. All right, now that you've shuffled the deck once, I need you to keep doing those perfect shuffles. Make sure that you don't make a mistake, and keep doing it until you see the cards back in their original order. So how long do you think this is going to take? Should I go get a coffee while you're working? The truth is, we don't have to do those perfect shuffles with the full deck. I claim we can calculate this. Think about what happens when we shuffle the deck of cards. To picture it better, let's number the positions of the cards 1 to 52. For the first half of the deck, the card in position 1 goes to position 2. The card in position 2 goes to position 4. The card in position 3 goes into position 6. And so on. Card number 26 is the last card in the first half of the deck, and it will go into position 52. For these cards, the position is always multiplied by 2. What about the second half of the deck? The card that was in position 27 goes into position 1. The card that was in position 28 goes into position 3. The card that was in position 29 goes into position 5, and so on. The last card that was in position 52 now goes into position 51. Here it's slightly harder to figure out an equation, but it's not hard to verify that for the cards in the second half of the deck, we can calculate the new position of the card by multiply by 2 and subtract 53. Check to see if what I'm saying makes sense. Card 27 will go into position 1, and 27 times 2 is 54, 54 minus 53 is 1. Let's try that again. Card 28 will go into position 3. We also have that 28 times 2 is 56, and 56 minus 53 is 3. The next card is in position 29, and after shuffling it goes into position 5. Then also check that 29 times 2 is 58, and 58 minus 53 is also 5. Here's where we can use a bit of mathematics to solve this problem. The formula says that the card in position X goes to 2 times X if it is in the first half of the deck, and it goes to 2 times X minus 53 if it is in the second half of the deck. These two equations can be captured by a single equation if we have the concept of modular arithmetic. Recall that in our lesson last week, when we talked about modular arithmetic, if we work mod m, then we are working with the numbers 1 through m, and if we go beyond m, m plus 1 is equivalent to 1, m plus 2 is equivalent to 2, m plus 3 is equivalent to 3, and so on. Both of my equations, 2 times x and 2 times x minus 53, are the same formula if we work mod 53. So what we do is give one equation for the position of a shuffled card, mod 53. What I'm saying then is that the card that starts in position x after a single shuffle will be in position 2 times x, mod 53. If a single shuffle of the deck takes the card at position x into 2x, mod 53, then where does the card in position x go after 2 shuffles? Our discussion has led us to say that a shuffle of the deck has the effect of multiply the position of the card by 2, mod 53. Therefore, 2 shuffles of the deck will be multiplied by 2 one more time, mod 53. And the card in position x will be sent to position 4x, mod 53. If I shuffle the deck 3 times, this will multiply the position of the card yet again by 2. So the card in position x will be sent to position 8x, mod 53. If we shuffle the deck a bunch of times, then for each time we shuffle the deck, we multiply the position of the card by 2, mod 53. We now have an equation that describes what happens to the cards after a bunch of shuffles. This is described by multiply by a power of 2, mod 53. So now we do a calculation in order to figure out how many shuffles it takes to get back to the original order. This takes some experimenting with modular arithmetic a bit to figure out the answer, but this is best done by making a table of the powers of 2, mod 53. Rather than ask you to compute a table of the powers of 2, mod 53, I'll just tell you the answer.
The number you have dialed has been changed. The new number is... Please note, the new number is...